What is the difference between, is liquid pectin the same as powdered pectin, and can I interchange the two for a canning recipe?
So liquid pectin and powdered pectin are not the same. Powdered pectin is a powder, and liquid is a liquid. And based on the recipe, you want to follow the directions and use what is recommended. Luckily, you can buy both at most any local grocery store, but you definitely want to make sure that you're following that direction.
Any suggestions on growing radishes? Great leaves, no bulbs. Well, radishes are a short-day, cool-season crop that can be grown early in the spring, late in the fall, based on the region in which you live. They do not do well. They will not develop bulb during the hottest portions or the warmer portions of the year. However, with the plant going to seed, putting a flower head on, bolting, whatever the term you want to use, allow those flowers to turn into little green pea-like shoots. Those are edible and they taste just like the bulb. So if you're not able to get the bulb because it's too late in the season, allow it to go to seed, allow it to go to flower, eat those pods in the green form, and you can have radishes. Some people actually pickle those as well. But plant in the spring, plant in the fall, you'll have good radish. Mark has a problem with rabbits and wants to know if blood meal is a good way to repel them. Well, yes, if you are able to keep the blood meal dry. When it gets wet, it loses the effectiveness. So here's two suggestions in which would help reduce the number of rabbits in your yard, your garden. Wrap the entire growing area in a 2-foot-high poultry fence. A little investment, but it's worth it. Leave it up year-round. That's what we do. Secondly, go to bobex.com, bobbex.com. They have animal repellent as also rabbit repellent. And it's an all-natural spray, and it will help reduce the problem. Pam wants to know how she can keep her basil from not flowering and producing all season long. Let's go to Standard Processes. Ben, he is the farm property supervisor there. Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer for over 90 years. To help identify the best supplements for you, find your local healthcare professional today. Go to standardprocess.com/patient.
This is Ben Bartlett from the Standard Process Organic Farm. Today, Pam asked a question about basil. She wondered if she could do anything to keep her plants growing and not flowering all summer long so she has basil to harvest. There's a couple of things you can do. Basil is a very forgiving plant. And as those flowers bolt or produce a flower and bud, you can snip those off and the basil will keep producing leaves, and you can harvest those over a longer period of time. About the only other thing you can do is keep the soil cool around those plants, either keep them in a shade, put some shade cloth down, and keep those plants more productive longer by keeping them cool. Enjoy basil early or late. You can put them in early in the spring or late in the fall and use those shoulder seasons where the temperatures aren't quite so extreme. But basil is one of those plants that you can actually help manage to get growth all year long.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.